Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I love to hear testimony and music on sin, sorrow, and salvation. The song Storms, I heard just that testimony. On Storms, I heard your testimony about not selling drugs to your dad. Plus, yes. I heard you speak on him getting murdered and your nephew, if I'm not mistaken. Can you share that story with us and what that song means to you?
Yeah, that song is pretty close to my heart. Storms, yeah, salute, man. Salute to my brother with the Slap Movement, King of Shoka, who shot the video. Salute to the brother that sung on the hook too, Brother Gerald. He actually was a street guy, went in and did some time in the feds, came out and had given his life to Christ, actually started pastoring. He's still pastoring now. And that's the guy that's singing the chorus. But just a little story behind the song. It was a personal song, all the stuff in there, stuff that went on with my life, with like most of my music is. But my dad, rest in peace, had me when he was young, pretty much the same age that I had my son. But my dad's father was murdered when he was about 5 or 6, you know what I mean? He was murdered down here in this neck of the woods in a city called Greenville, Texas. And so my dad grew up kind of without a dad, and then he ended up having me when he was a young man, and he was still struggling with a lot of different things too. His mother is the one that raised me for two weeks old, so he would be in and out, and you know, he was you know struggling with drug addictions, and then he was sometimes in the streets, and then he would be in and out of prison. Did probably about a total of about 15 years, and when he came home, he ended up getting back in the streets and getting involved with drugs again. And then I came, when I was about 27, I was about a couple of weeks from my birthday, I came home to my grandmother's house. Cause I was living in Dallas at the time, but I had came home to visit. And when I got to my grandmother's house that night, he was laying on the couch. She was like, well, help him get up. And when I went to touch him, he was cold. He had already passed away. Not exactly sure why he had passed. At least I think my thought at the time was, at least he's in the house and he's not somewhere on the streets or nothing. But there was a time when he was smoking and he had asked, I was selling crack or whatever, and he was asking me for some, and I told him no. And you know, he went and told my grandmother about it, who all my life, even now that she's passed, rest in peace, in 2020, I've always wanted to make her proud of me. So when he did that, I just was like, this is not for me. Kind of was able to see the evilness behind it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fast forward, you know, living in Dallas, my nephew, my younger sister's son, Nigel, he was over in North Dallas, over in some apartments by Walnut and Abrams, and he was messing around in the streets too, probably 17, 18, and a guy apparently came over there and he killed him. And that was really a big thing for me with my nephew. When my dad happened to my dad, I was still young, still trying to figure things out myself, and still kind of in the streets myself doing stuff. But when my nephew had passed, I had gotten older, and well, not passed, but when my nephew was murdered, I had gotten older, and I was going through a lot of personal stuff myself in my own life. And then that happened to my nephew. And then I think that was a situation where I was still doing street music. I was about to sign a deal with some street guys in Dallas, and we were somewhere together over in North Dallas off of 75 and Steppington, and some guys came in there in the apartment we was at, and they were shooting up the apartment, tried to kick in the front door, and we ended up getting out of that situation. And so I was thinking about all the times in commerce that happened. Growing up in commerce and being in situations where, you know, I was with somebody and people started shooting, maybe the person I was with got shot, or I may be over here and as soon as I leave, they come shoot up this place and people get shot. And I just started thinking, like, why am I always in these situations where, you know, it's so violent? And I'm not even really a violent person, but I'm in violent situations all the time. And just come to the conclusion that music was the common denominator. The type of music that I was making was kind of putting me in situations. At least that's what I concluded. And so, you know, that all that stuff was happening at the time that I said, I was just like, man, I am fin- I'm not feeling where I'm at. This is a dark place, and I'm tired. I was so tired, bro. Just tired, man. You know, just tired, man. And I was needing something different, and ended up just screaming out to the Lord, and He showed up, and my life changed.